just a brief moment of your time. It's the news, according to me. Good Thanksgiving morning. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. It is Thursday, 28th of November. 7:37 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am here to be your host for the next few minutes. Not going to be a real long show today. I'm going to try to keep it light because you're going to be eating a lot of food probably today. Most of you. Some of you. Most of you. Depends on where you are, I guess. What you're doing. So I guess it always depends, you know, on how much you eat. Whether you're going to be eating a lot or not. But anyway, good morning. It is a good day, I guess, today. We're going to have a few things we're going to share. I did say I was just going to have nothing political today, but that's not what's going to happen today. We're going to have some other things because some things happened yesterday, last night, basically, that deeply concern me. And I go off the conspiratorial deep end cliff or whatever too soon sometimes. I don't know. In my cup, I have my blend of chai, and then I have homemade peach sweet tea in my cup. Homemade fresh peach sweet tea in my cup, in my backup cup. And I have to say, it is lovely. So we have some things happened yesterday, last night. I got to get this off my chest. This whole thing about the Democrat Party, they have successfully weaned themselves off of being the Democrat Party. They are now the Democrat. They call themselves the Democratic Party. I don't know. I hope that some of these people who are waking up and realizing the Democratic Party is who are part of the Democrat Party, that the Democrat Party is not democratic. I hope that they realize that now. If you look back to 2016, actually, you can look back further than that. You can go back to 2008, at least very overtly so, that they were picking the candidates. That the DNC, powers behind the scenes, were picking the candidates. It wasn't the party of the people. They didn't have a democratic process choosing. And when it came to 2016 and Bernie Sanders, kind of poked up Bernie Sanders was the reason that Trump won, in my opinion, the main reason that Trump won in 2016. You had a lot of people that would have voted for Hillary, probably, who were so disillusioned by Bernie. What happened to Bernie? Because what the DNC did. People were fired over what happened there, by the way. All the shenanigans that were pulled. The cheating and lying for the debates, the questions. The way they pushed Bernie aside with the superdelegates. The whole thing that they did with their... and people got fired over these things. There were at least two people. What's her name? Was fired from the chair, being the chair of the DNC. She's still in office, by the way. She's still a congressman. Wasserman Schultz. She's still a congressperson. She came out with the audacity to talk about moral something about moral. It's like, yeah, you got no business talking about anything, really. Why aren't you censored? She was fired for doing for messing up. So for the things that she did. It wasn't just that she messed up. It wasn't just making mistakes. What she did was criminal within the organization. I don't know that she busted any laws, but she got fired for doing what she did because it was nefarious. What was the other gal's name that gave Hillary a bunch of gave her the questions, gave her the questions. She before the debate with Trump. I The town hall that she had was all rigged. All this stuff. People saw through that stuff. There were a lot of disenfranchised people through the whole Bernie debacle. Ended up voting for Trump, or didn't vote at all. Surprised the daylights out of them. Of course, they won the popular vote, but they didn't win the electoral vote. And then you have the 2020 election. What happened there with Joe Biden? We had another situation where there was a lot of turmoil going on within the party itself, and they were tearing themselves apart. And what's the guy's name? It's in South Carolina, congressman, governor, I think he was governor of South Carolina, came up with this idea that they were going to basically, he was going to endorse Joe, and they were going to get this, they from the backside, from the inside, they ended up getting, I think they moved that primary up or something. I can't remember what they did. They messed around with the rules on that one too and got Joe in. And basically from that moment on, everybody was out. Everybody else was out. I think Tulsi Gabbard kind of hung in there for a little bit longer. Of course, the deals that are made there is that they step in and say, hey, if you step out of the race, there'll be a place in my cabinet for you. That's how that works. Because look at all the people who were in the race who work for Joe Biden. They have a cabinet position. Pete Buttigieg, of all people, head of transportation secretary, who did the most to screw up the city of South Bend and all the stuff he did with the roads there and all that. It's a mess. He got transportation secretary. Kamala Harris ends up with the VP position. Who else was in that race? I know that, who else was in there? Tulsi Gabbard, of course, wasn't because she viscerally attacked Kamala and some others. And they pushed her out. She wasn't going to play along. And she knew a lot of things. So they didn't want that in there. You know, she couldn't be controlled. Some of the others that were that way, too. There was a couple other guys that were were in there. This guy's name, he was kind of the techie guy, billionaire. And a couple other guys were in there. So it's just one of those things where you have all these people that are, they basically, of course, then this year, that you had the whole thing with the debacle with Kamala Harris. Now, Kamala's campaign manager has stepped forward and said made some statements, and it's kind of ridiculous what she's saying. She's basically saying that they did everything they could, and it was this and that, and blah, 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 and the questions that were, that Donald Trump had an unfair access to things that we didn't have access to or that we didn't have time to get to. That's not true at all, of course. They just messed up. You have an invitation to go talk to Joe Rogan, and you don't do that. But the reason they didn't do it is because they were terrified. Now, if they knew, if the inside polls, now maybe the people behind the scenes were not privying them to this information, basically telling them just going, oh yeah, we're close. Because the external polls, the places, the pollsters that from the inside of the campaign now have come out and said, there was never a time that we were ahead. And I don't know where these polls, these public polls that they were taking, our internal polls said we were never ahead. And yet the commercial pollsters out there were pushing. And this is all done in orchestration. It's basically done in coordination with the campaign. Because they want people to think that you don't want to give money to a loser. Well, she's going to lose. I'm not going to give my money. I'm not going to give $1 million to this. She's going to lose anyway. It's a waste of $1 million. So they make these promises that, she's going to win. If she gets $1 million, she's there. She's there. She's outspending them. She's got more money, and she needs more money to really drive this thing home. spent like $1.2 billion for nothing. All other people's money, of course. And really what was happening there is they were living, you know, the life crazy. They were living La Vida Loca here because they had all this money. When I could see it in her face, I could hear it in her voice. She was just having a party. This was just one big slide, big ride to the White House. She thought she was going to be dropping in as the president for the next 8 years, and life was, you know, she was going to live on Easy Street. The money was flowing in. She was spending other people's money. She was just sloshing it around like there wasn't, you know, million here, million there, buying off endorsements and that kind of thing. And endorsements don't mean anything. It's just, you're, how many people voted for Kamala because she, you know, she was endorsed by one of the, I don't know, whoever it was, Swift, maybe, I don't know. She actually lost voters because of that. Or I should say Taylor Swift lost fans probably because of that. It's just ridiculous, the stuff that they go through. They're not Democratic. She was chosen. She wasn't chosen by the people. She wasn't chosen by the Democrat organization, those who call themselves Democrats and who give and donate to the Democrat Party. She wasn't chosen by them. She was chosen by, now what we're hearing is, well, Joe came out and endorsed her and we didn't have any choice now. Yeah, you do. You just explain to the people, he's endorsing her, but his endorsement isn't the way the rules work. He can't just endorse someone and that's going to be the party. He can't nominate someone, and it's not within his power to nominate someone as president, to be the candidate. We have to have a primary. That's the way you come out and do that. He's not the DNC chairman. This stuff was just, but they forced it in. They forced it down. They thought, well, okay, she's a woman. And she's black, so therefore we're going to make her black, and that way you know, we can use both of those things, and we got the identity vote. That's what was happening here, and that they thought they were on this crazy ride that couldn't lose because, you know. I guess we have a dog down here. I didn't realize a doggy was down there. But there was a cat down there. It's just a dog. I shouldn't say that. I should say, I thought there was just a cat down there. It was actually a dog. That's what I should say. So we have that going on now. But it's still called the Democrat Party. It should be called the Democrat Party. Everybody's saying Democratic Party, the Democratic Party, the Democratic candidate. No, it's the Democrat. He's a Democrat. He's not a Democratic. He's a Democrat, and that's nothing Democratic about their party. I think they've proven that time and time again now. All right, I'll get off this soapbox. It's beating a dead horse. You're probably tired of me talking about it. But it's the other thing that bothers me, and hear me out on this as I get deeper into this story. Yesterday, apparently, late in the day, about at least 12 of the people in Trump's cabinet, one of the higher profile ones, Pete Hegseth and Lee Stefanik, some of those people that are well known, Kennedy, people who were in cabinet picks, they're saying they were swatted. One of the things, what that means is that somebody will call with a phony report of somebody being there, they'll bring in the SWAT team. And of course, there's always that chance that someone might get shot and killed. You have somebody coming into your house in the middle of the night. I don't know what you better be identifying yourself as you're coming in the door, and you better have some badges and better, you might want to consider calling me before you come in. I want to verify that this is a real thing, because somebody busts in my house in the middle of the night, It's going to get loud. It's going to be really loud for a while. So I don't know if they, you know, what they're planning on here, what they were trying to do here, but they apparently within the span of about an hour, all these people started getting notifications that there were bomb threats in their homes. Now, you haven't heard about this on the national news. They won't talk about it much. Because these are, now here's the theory. The theory, of course, the supposed theory is this is just some upset leftist who is trying to cause chaos and threaten people and swat them. And of course, there were no bombs. This whole process, and there was just all this mess. So they go through this whole thing. All of them either were forced to evacuate their homes or not go into their homes. Of course, who comes in? Of course, the feds come in and they do an investigation. People come in, sweep your house, investigate your home. You know, bomb sniffing dogs, all that kind of stuff come in. Federal agents are involved. FBI gets involved typically in all this stuff. that should comfort you. And in the process of all that, they, of course, clear the home and then everything goes away. I want to present to you a scenario and this is what troubles me, because the FBI has been known to do this before, right? The FBI has had all kinds of problems since 2015, 2016, all the things that have gone on behind the scenes. Ever since Barack Obama had 8 years in the White House to put people in where he wanted them to be, and the deep state and everything else that's going on with the establishment, everything that has happened since 9/11, really, essentially. Even under Bush. The powers that the intelligence agencies have, and I put that in air quotes, intelligence agencies have, all the alphabet soup organizations. What would be the best way for them to plant listening devices, data capturing devices into a home? Well, we have a threat. They have to evacuate the home. The feds have to investigate. What are they going to investigate? Are they bomb sniffing agents? You know, we get the dog sweeping through there, and that's all you need. That's it. It's clear. Get out. Nobody was ever in the house. There's no fingerprints of anything. But the feds have to come in and investigate. I would hope some of these places have cameras within their homes where they can record everything that's going on. We have some in our home, but they are not connected to the internet. They just record. They loop over all the time. So if anything does happen, they're also battery run if the power goes out. So somebody shuts off the power, comes into the home, cuts off our internet, whatever they do, which is kind of hard to do in our house because of the way it's set up. There's no wires coming in our home other than the power line. And the little SD card on the camera will record for quite a long time. So you can always go back and find that information, whatever happened there. And so it's interesting that all this happened all at the same time. Now, one of two things is going to happen here. There's it's an either or situation, and either way, then there's, depending on how this happens, then we can determine whether or not it's a federal operation, how deep it goes. So here's the way it goes. Either they're going to find the culprit or they won't. One of the two. Okay, they might have some suspects now. Who knows? Of course, the FBI is going to get involved. They either won't find anybody, just like they couldn't find the bombers that were out in D.C. and they couldn't find all this other. This stuff happens all the time. They either lose evidence or they can't find anybody. Can't find a person. Ray Epps. Oh no, he was. By the way, Ray Epps lost his case against Fox News. The case still to this day, when you look at all the evidence and everything that happened there, the whole thing with Ray Epps, he says he didn't work for a government agency. They were very clear. Did you work for any government agency? No. Well, then who did you work for? They didn't say any individual, because I have some suspicions about that, who he was actually working directly for. I think he was working for some direct individuals or an NGO on the side that he could claim that he wasn't working for a government agency. Now, if I were these individuals, I would hire the best professionals I could, people that I trust, people that I know, to come in and sweep my home for listening devices or data collection devices. Because I guarantee you, this could have very easily have been a setup, a ruse for a nefarious organization to come in and plant stuff. I've had plenty of time to set it up, to put agents in place to do this stuff. And let's go down the two roads here. So let's say they don't find the person, which they could easily do. Communication today, you can't send in some kind of threat like that and have it be, and get away with it. Unless it's very sophisticated. In which case, also throws up some red flags. Because your average unhinged leftist lunatic that just wants to create chaos typically does not have that kind of resources. They're just acting out of anger. They're just flipping out. Now, at the same time, if they do find someone, then we have to do a deep dive into who this person is, what kind of interaction that they had with any federal agents or what they call resources outside of the organization. And then the conspiracy, of course, this becomes a re-up situation again. And to find out, so let's see what they did. Did they make that person the fall guy for this whole thing? Did they actually serve any time? That kind of thing. I'm going to guess here, just intuitively, or maybe just call it intuition. They probably won't find the person. And they probably, this is going to get swept under the rug and never talked about again. If you think for a minute that this was just randomly, that just 12 people who didn't know each other just called up individuals within the same hour. Now this is basically one or two people or whatever. It might be a group of people that did it, but this was an organized thing. It was either organized or one single person did it. Who knew all their addresses, knew how, had all the information, was basically had doxed everybody, and they're going to probably get away with this. Who has all that kind of information? Where would you even start to find that kind of information? 12 cabinet folks. At least, and there was at least that many. I wouldn't even know where to begin. I guarantee you the feds have that information. Maybe. There was some connections there. I just find it highly suspicious. And yes, I don't trust any of them. That's where I'm at with this whole thing. And it deeply troubles me. I know that they probably already are listening in on phone conversations and everything else that's going on with the Trump administration, the way things are being set up right now. Would not be at all surprised. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they placed some devices at Mar-a-Lago when they were all over the house. They were in the closets. They were in Barron's room. They were all over the house, tearing it apart. This is why Melania is so upset. You don't go into the mother's nest and disturb everything and think you're going to get away with that. She will never forget that. So here we are. We are, what in the world is going on? Yeah, I'm not doing that. Just got a notice for a voiceover. That's interesting. No, not doing that. $25. It's not worth me pushing on the clicker. Moving on, some more happy news. And looking back over this last year, and over your entire life, take a moment today, this morning, before you start, filling your tummy. If you have that option to do that today. Maybe some of us have to work. But take a moment to at least 5 minutes. Set an egg timer, maybe 10 minutes, if you can. If you have that much to do, just set a timer. And just don't think about anything else. Don't have anything else on. Keep yourself in a room, quiet, away from everybody else. And just think about only the things that you're thankful for over your lifetime, over the last year, whatever it is. Just do that. Just try that little exercise and see how you feel when you come out of that little moment of solitude. Maybe you've got a better job. Maybe things have gotten, things have, you beat a sickness, or someone in your family, someone near and dear to you has beaten a sickness and was in and out of the hospital. They've healed and whatever it is. Maybe you've lost someone, but the time of that, just remembering being thankful for the time you got to spend with them in their life. Maybe you haven't lost someone, but you can realize that someday that person will depart. And there's the life that you live yourself, that you're not going to be here forever. Be thankful for the life that you've had, the good times that you've had, even the bad times you've had, if you can go that far. Because they've made you who you are, even in the midst of some of that weakness. Still what makes us, it makes us who we are. And that's okay. Take some time to be thankful. Thankful for, I know I'm thankful for to have plenty of work to do. Way too much work to do. I'm really thankful for that. Thankful for all this work. No, seriously, I am thankful. I'm thankful for family, the family that is still here with us. I'm thankful for, especially for the friends I have at church, the believers that I know. Most of them I don't get to talk to as much as I would like to. Living the kind of life I live because of my schedule, it is really difficult to get into any kind of routine with anybody and actually connect with people very well. It just, this happens quite frequently in this kind of a job. It just, you lose touch with people at home because when you're off, they're usually working. So it becomes difficult, and but I am thankful for those people who are lifelong friends, people that will always be in touch with, that they can, you know, they're welcome in my life, and they can show up at my house any moment, and they know they're going to come in the door. I would give them the keys to my house. They would, you know, those are the people I don't lock my door for those people. And then I'm thankful I have locks for some other people. But, you know, other than that, yeah. So just things like that. It's just family is a big deal. We went through, I'm very much aware that some families are just ripped apart by things that have happened in life. And mistakes that were made. Kids don't get along, whatever it is. And when you lose, you know, the patriarch, the matriarch, whatever it is, you know, you're settling the estate, whatever thing's going on. It's just the arguments that happen or things that happen. People say that they deserve one thing, and it's everybody, you know, this person deserves this and this person deserves that. The entitlement that starts to come out, and just all those things that happen. Our family has lost our mother and our father. In the last, you know, 10 years, lost both of them. And all through that process, in fact, when we lost my mom, finally kind of settled everything out with the whole house and everything that was going on there. It's always difficult. It's always a struggle. there's always some difficult things that happen, and you don't get everything done you want to, and nothing's perfect. But we got through it, and everybody's still talking to each other, and it was... And we're able to just lay some things down and not be. And on my wife's side as well, she lost her mom recently, and you know, the family gets along. We get through it together. So it's one of those things where it's a very precious thing. It's a very, very important thing to have that kind of connections with your family. Be thankful for those things today. And I guess that's where I'm going to leave it today as far as the show goes. There's not going to be an outro today. Not going to be any music. I'm just going to leave you with that. Maybe in this moment of silence here at the end, you could just roll right into that thought of me. What all are you thankful for today? There's always plenty of time to think about the negative things. They'll always be there for you. They'll always come back a minute later, something for you to complain about. But what are you thankful for today? Just take one day, or even just take 10 minutes to have no negative thoughts. Just think about all the things you're thankful for. Every breath, every bite of turkey, every whatever it is that you can be thankful for today. I want to be thankful to all of you for listening, and thank you for those of you who are my friends who know me. I want to thank you for being my friend and for being there. It's important having you there, and you matter to me. So I just want to let you know that. So folks, have a great day. God bless. Have an awesome weekend. I may or may not have a show tomorrow morning. I'm not sure yet. But in the meantime, if not, then on Saturday, have a Shabbat Shalom. And have a great rest of your day. God bless.